Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Kent Anderson, Director of Technical Services with Zoetis Animal Genetics. Back with Kent in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 26, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Leedy, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 110 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. And also being offered 30 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. Genomic-enhanced EPD information will be available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at www.quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
The amount of genetic information available to cattle producers these days is astounding. Kent Anderson, Director of Technical Services with Zoetis Animal Genetics, with us today. And Kent, genomics is such an amazing area for cattle producers. It seems like this area just continues to explode.
Yeah, that's right, Ron. Thanks for allowing me to be with you this morning. And explode, I think, is a good way to describe what's happened the last 10 years. We think that in 2020, in the beef seed stock world, we'll cross the 1 million animal mark for those that have been high-density 50,000 marker tested. And good news for commercial cow-calf producers, because they can buy bulls with a lot more accurate genomic-enhanced EPDs. So much so that it's like the bull having had a first calf crop with all the data in, but they're doing so before he even becomes a parent. So we're excited about that, and it's a tribute to the investment that our seed stock customers have made in the technology.
Kind of walk us, maybe looking backward for a moment, you know, how have we gotten to this point?
Well, it has really been the decade of DNA, in that clear back 10 years ago, all of our genetic predictions were based on pedigree and performance information. Those things are still essential and very, very important. But now we're running genetic evaluations in most of the populations every week, and we've had then breakthroughs that allow us to genotype animals more efficiently, as well as incorporate the genotypes into every weekly evaluation. So a combination of genomic technology, more horsepower on the computer computing side, as well as just a lot of innovative breakthroughs that have opened doors.
You mentioned that we're really at that that point of really continuing to explode here in 2020. Where, you know, kind of give us a state of the state on where we are today and what we're able to accomplish.
Yeah, sure. So up until now and today, really the seed stock producers and the commercial customers thereof that are buying bulls, that's been where the technology has impacted the cattle business across beef. But if you look at the dairy industry, we're now testing through a product we call Clarified, thousands and thousands of commercial Holstein and Jersey cows. And so we think that's a precursor of some things to come in beef, whereby looking not too far down the road, commercial cow-calf producers will have greater and greater access to much of the same information that up until now has really been only available to seed stock producers. And that'll likely encompass additional economically relevant traits. So, for example, looking down the road into the future as a health company, and already in dairy we have genetic predictions for things like respiratory, probability of respiratory disease and other cow and calf wellness traits. You know, we think and are excited about the prospect of including those in the beef side of the equation also.
So, you know, for the future, in other words, what's the next few steps you see that'll be out there, especially for those beef guys, especially for the, as you mentioned, the commercial cow-calf man?
Yeah. So as a company, we look forward to working with our breed association partners to continue to advance the technology on both the seed stock and the commercial side. We're particularly interested in advancing the application of the technology for crossbred commercial cattle and make it as affordable as possible, but also to simplify use of the information. And we view economic selection indexes that are a marriage between the economics of the costs and the revenue of production with the genetics to boil it down to just a number, two or three, so that producers can easily pinpoint the most profitable animals and the least profitable among those they test so that they can really drive their profit function in a simple, easy-to-use way.
Kent Anderson with Zoetis. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Express Ranches invite you to their 2020 Spring Bull Sale, March 6, 11:30 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, to be offered 509 Angus and 51 Hereford bulls. These bulls have genomically enhanced EPDs, have been semen checked, and carry a first-season breeding guarantee. To view a sale book, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044 for more information. Attend in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 6th. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.